Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
We had some folks, especially up in Susquehanna County, that requested that we get Dairy Farmers of America on the air. And on the line with us right now is the senior advisor for the Northeast region of Dairy Farmers of America, Leon Bertheum. How did I do on your last name, Leon?
You did great, Frank, and thank you for the opportunity to visit with you this afternoon.
Thank you. Can you, for the benefit of our listeners, just explain what Dairy Farmers of America is?
Great. Dairy Farmers of America is a national farmer-owned dairy cooperative serving more than 13,000, family farmers across this country. Our mission is dedicated to delivering value to members through secure markets for the milk that they produce, competitive pricing, and then trying to increase the value throughout the entire dairy chain. The organization is governed by dairy farmers with representation of dairy farmers across the country. There is local governance as well to serve the region's dairy farmers. We're responsible for marketing the milk of our dairy farmers every day of the year. We process some of our own milk in our own plants and then sell milk to various processors throughout this region. We do have some great brands right here in the Northeast, such as Oakhurst, Gaida, Borden's Cheese, Dairy Maid, and Keller's, just to name a few. We also provide extensive services to our members that, again, I think are critical during these times as it relates to whether it's financial services, risk management programs, farm supplies, livestock marketing, just to name, again, a few of some of the additional services and value propositions that Dairy Farmers of America provides to its member owners.
Now, Leon, the call to Dairy Farmers started when I got a text from someone, and I believe they were in Susquehanna County, Pennsylvania here, and they said that Dairy Farmers of America had told us that the price that they're paying for our milk has dropped 15%. Now, I'm not sure I understand if I'm even asking the question right, but has the price to our dairy farms drastically dropped?
Yes, when you look at where we are this year for milk prices in comparison to even last year at this time, it's a significant reduction in overall milk prices that are being paid to dairy farmers, with probably some of the lowest prices that we've seen since 2009 that will occur probably with May and June 2020 milk volumes.
And is that because of restaurants and schools and some of the big customers that aren't buying milk right now?
Yes, we have been dramatically impacted since COVID-19 has appeared here across the globe. It's impacted the demand from our food service side of the dairy business that, again, would use dairy products in restaurants, universities, even some of the local retail shops. So we've seen a reduction there, but at the same time, we have seen an increase at the retail level, but not enough to offset the demand that we normally would see from food service.
Now, why would we hear that some milk is being dumped? Now, why would people dump it? I mean, if there's a retail demand, what's the purpose of that?
Right. So, again, we need to keep in mind that, as I mentioned, is right now we have a supply and demand, you know, situation. And one of the things is that you always need manufacturing capacity and processing capacity of milk every day because we're dealing with a perishable product. With the reduction in demand on food service, we've seen a reduction in some of our customers in terms of the volume of milk that they've needed. We're also seasonally at a time when we have higher milk production or during this time of year. So that just adds to the, you know, again, the challenge of finding manufacturing capacity for all the milk that we have. And so there have been, you know, days of the week or times of the week that we had no other outlets for the ability to process milk in our region.
And what about helping like Feeding America and some of the major food banks across the country that are giving out food and stuff at an unprecedented level because of so many unemployed? Is there a possibility of you guys helping them along with some extra product that otherwise would be destroyed?
Yes, Dairy Farmers of America has, again, taken a great effort and strides, again, to look at every way that we can collaborate, you know, with our customers, processors, agencies of agriculture to kind of connect the dots so that we can take what might be additional milk and process that and provide that, again, to various food banks, you know, across the country and even here in our region. We've also supported various events where we have provided, you know, dairy products through drive-through in various parts of the Northeast. We've also established a Farmers Feeding Families Fund, again, to also to be able to donate products to those in need.
Leon, you know, I've been doing the news for a long time, and I can remember, you know, dairy farmers and their struggles have always been an issue. I can remember following Senator Spector way back in, you know, his visit to dairy farms and talking about the struggle they're having. What the heck can we do to help the dairy farm? I mean, what about the dairy farmers in our area? I mean, if they are struggling and the price has gone down, like, what do we do to help?
Right. It is something that, again, our farmers, again, especially in the last 5 years since 2014, again, have experienced some real challenges given where the financial, you know, economics have been on our farms. I think there's certainly some recognition at the national level with support, you know, from the stimulus packages and the CARES Act to try, you know, to find the means to, again, help dairy farmers through the various programs that they've established, whether it's the payroll protection program, the economic injury disaster loan program. Also, they're just coming out with, again, more specifics around direct payments to assist dairy farmers. USDA is really looking at doing more product purchases, again, also to, you know, direct some of those products to the various food shelves and food banks as well. I think, you know, obviously the states in the Northeast are all looking at what else they can do to, you know, again, augment what's happening at the national level to support, you know, dairy farmers specifically. So all of us as individuals, we need to ensure that, you know, dairy is available at your retail outlets. Again, making sure there's no limitations on, you know, the ability to purchase dairy. Continue to ask for more cheese on your pizza. Again, and just again, support the assistance that is being provided to dairy farmers at both the state and national levels.
See, I'm worried that, you know, this coronavirus is going to force some small dairy farms out of business, and that will be an American tragedy.
Yes. You know, we have historically, again, have seen the attrition, you know, of farms, you know, in recent years. And given the milk prices and depending on each of the individual farms' financial position, you know, we do anticipate that there will be farms that will be forced to make some decisions and no longer actively produce milk on their farm.
Leon, thank you. Keep fighting for the dairy farmers, and we appreciate you calling, sir.
Appreciate the opportunity.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.